Welcome to Patina Talks, our audio series that showcases and shares the expertise and insights of Patina professionals to help you and your organization. All Patina Talks can be found at patinasolutions.com.
Welcome to Patina Talks. I'm Mike Harris, the CEO of Patina Solutions. I'm pleased to welcome Sylvia Massini to the Patina Talks program today. Sylvia has spent her career in HR and talent development roles, and she currently leads the national practice for Patina to help our clients with coaching and mentoring solutions. Today we want to discuss coaching and why Sylvia believes that it's important in corporate America for everyone to have a coach. Sylvia, welcome to Patina Talks.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, before we jump into the coaching topic, would you please share a little bit about your background?
Sure. Happy to. I've had an interesting career. Roughly half of my time has been spent in lead HR roles as a CHRO for several organizations, highly growing organizations. I've also been a consultant, was a partner with Mercer, where I led the human capital practice and the HR effectiveness business for the firm in the Midwest. And so across those two experiences, I've had lots of opportunities to work with individuals inside and outside of my organization on their development.
Excellent. Well, Bill Gates famously said that everyone needs a coach. So, Sylvia, why do you believe everyone needs a coach?
Coaching accelerates the effectiveness and success of individuals at all levels. Teams also need coaches to accelerate their level of performance. And we know that in today's world, we are always being asked to do more with less, and we're also asked to be innovative and do all kinds of things that maybe we haven't had the experience of doing. A great coach can help focus your efforts on your own development and identify those areas of strength and potential weakness that would help you understand as derailers for your ability to grow and develop. So a good coach can help identify those things, can help you fill in the gaps in your experience and knowledge, and can really create a safe environment in which you can have a conversation with somebody about the things that you're excited about or the things that worry you. You know, it's hard to divulge our risks, our gaps inside of an organization. It's too risky. But when you're talking to a coach, you can talk very candidly about the things you need to work on developmentally. And a coach can give you courage. You know, sometimes we just need to have that angel on our shoulders, someone who's been there and done that, someone who has had the experience of working with lots of different people in your situation, who can give you permission to have the big idea. So clearly helping you develop your leadership strengths and your skills is one important aspect of coaching, but equally important is to have somebody who truly understands you and can pull the best out of you and help you realize your potential.
So it seems like traditionally most of the coaching has taken place at the most senior levels in the company, probably mostly in the C-suite. Yeah. So if that's true, is that a good thing? Or do you really believe that coaching is something that really should be brought to another level in the organization?
Well, coaching can be a tremendous benefit to the leadership and executive levels of an organization, for sure. You know, coaching helps leaders achieve their potential, and that helps organizations achieve their potential. And we see in today's environment that companies are changing very rapidly. We know that a good percentage of the Fortune 500 won't be the same companies 10 years from now or even 5 years from now. That means leaders have to keep pace with those changes and have to keep ahead of those changes. So a great coach can be a tremendous benefit to a leader who's trying to make their own next personal career move up or help their companies accelerate their growth and take that next leap. Coaching also benefits leadership teams. So aside from the individual leader, teams have to work effectively together as well. It's no good to have a lot of individuals who are individually effective but collectively dysfunctional in an organization. And so leadership team effectiveness is an enormous aspect of coaching to ensure that there's alignment, that leaders work collaboratively and well together, and that they're communicating well with the organization. That has a trickle-down effect throughout. So what the leader goes through, so goes the organization, right? They also go through the same things. And so coaching can benefit individuals beyond the leaders. And in fact, we are seeing in that statement that everyone needs a coach is an indicator that coaching needs to come down deeper into the organization today. that at the mid-career level, individuals there need coaches, not only to increase their ability to, the individual's ability to grow and be promoted, but to have that person delivering greater and more value to the organization over time. So it also helps to create a strong bench of talent for succession planning purposes. And as we know the stunning statistics that by 2020, something like 40% of our population and the workforce will be millennial. And we know that 91% of those people will only stay 3 years or less. So if that's in fact the case, we definitely need coaches throughout the organization to make sure that we are preparing people not only for the next leadership level, but engaging them. We know that there's a higher level of engagement on the part of people who have coaches and who have targeted development efforts, and they're much more likely to stay with an organization. In fact, studies have been done that would say something like 60% of respondents to a survey done by ICF and HCI would say that having coaching and developing, having a coaching culture has increased their revenues and increased their retention of people.
Mm-hmm. So what makes a great coach, in your opinion?
Well, a great coach first has a successful track record of their own, that they have been in a position where they have had the experiences that would benefit a coachee. They have learned from others themselves. They have been through different kinds of things in their career, both at a functional level and industry level and potentially even, you know, size of company level. They've been there and done that, and people learn much more effectively from individuals who have had that position or have some appreciation for the position. There are other skills that a good coach needs to have, though. They should be an effective listener and be able to draw the coachee out and not be directive but collaborative in their working with the coachee, because ultimately that coachee needs to have the tools and learn the skills to be an effective whatever it is they want to be next, and that's always going to be changing. A great coach can also help you visualize the future. They have an ability to get you out of your current mindset and can help you see the bigger picture around not only your own contributions and performance, but what you can be doing differently and better for the organizations that you serve. And also, good coaches have a psychology behind them. They understand that we are a whole human, that the person who walks in through the door in any given day on the job is more than a collection of their knowledge and their ability to perform a function. They're also people who have lots of different things going on in their lives, and they may be struggling with work-life balance or things that might be more personal in nature. So a great coach can ferret out all those things, look at the whole person, and really help that individual learn more about themselves, but also help that person arm them with the tools to develop into the future. You know, that said, I had myself once a great coach who had a brilliant career as a number two executive in a successful company, a highly successful company in the United States. And what he brought to me was his experience. His impact on me is evident today, even 20 years later, because I could learn so much from what he went through at a younger level in my career that I've learned, taken those tools now, and I've applied them throughout my career in lots of different roles.
What about the flip side? How would you describe an ineffective coach?
An ineffective coach could be a poor listener. They tend to talk more about themselves, and they don't really seek to understand the coachee and learn from the coachee what they need to know. They may not exhibit integrity. It may be a trust issue. So it's not a healthy situation to work with a coach that you don't inherently trust or just don't connect with in some way that way. A poor coach is directive rather than collaborative. You know, so they're telling you what to do. That doesn't really help you. You know, in the end, again, you've got to have the tools yourself. They may not provide you with feedback, and they may be too soft. You know, sometimes we think we're enjoying the relationship with a coach, but really we're just enjoying the relationship. Are they holding us accountable? You know, it's one thing to have an angel on your shoulder sort of, you know, propelling you along, but sometimes we need a little bit of a kick too to say, you know, we need to move you forward a little bit faster, or you need to do something a little more aggressively in order to be successful. So they have to be able to balance those things, both understanding and pushing.
Well, these days it seems like just about anybody can call themselves a coach and go to work doing coaching. So what do you think about the whole idea of a certified coach versus a non-certified coach?
Well, not surprisingly, there are differing opinions on this topic. I would say that a coaching certification is valuable, particularly at the executive and leadership levels. They serve as a validation of the coach's skills and confirmation that they possess the tools that are needed to be an effective coach, as well as having the knowledge of professional coaching techniques. So this all ties back to the guidance and leading somebody to their development. That said, coaching should be expanding beyond the executive level. We talked earlier about everyone needing a coach. You know, sometimes everyone needs a coach, but they don't need a certified coach. Some of the most skilled coaches aren't certified. They are capable, competent, experienced people that have an enormous positive practical impact. It's really more about the business and life experience that the coach brings to the relationship that is the most powerful tool, especially at that mid-career level where we're trying to develop people to take that next leap.
So if I'm in an organization and I'm sold on the value of coaching, what should I do to get myself a coach?
Well, the first thing to do is to be clear on where coaching fits into your development. So having a development plan geared toward your own needs and the organization's needs, which could include coaching, mentoring, experiential learning, lots of different levers you can pull to learn, it's important to know how that fits in. Sometimes coaches are hired to work with specific challenges such as improving communication, but mostly they're hired to improve the overall performance of the coachee or to help the coachee prepare for the next step up. So both individuals and organizations hire coaches. I think if you're interested in coaching, the first step is to work with your leaders to figure out how to integrate that into your development plan, defining what you need from that relationship, and then looking for the right coach, selecting the right coach, which is critical. And we recommend that you find the right coach either through a trusted source, you know, so a referral, somebody you know who had a great coach, or through a coaching organization which has a cadre of vetted coaches, both certified and non-certified. Individual recommendations can be limiting because what coach works for one may not work for another person. But, you know, for example, at Patino, we have a large cadre of vetted certified and non-certified coaches and mentors who have practiced across the United States and globally, who are also experienced leaders. Remember, those are the two important pieces, experience and coaching skills, who have worked in all kinds of functions and industries. So that collective expertise can enable our clients to find their best match and make sure that the coach fits for them.
So I know traditionally coaching was a pretty long-term sort of investment. It was a larger investment, and that seemed to be why it was pretty much limited to a small group of people in a company. What changes are going on so that everyone can have a coach and the mm-hmm. economics have to work for the company and all that kind of stuff? What are some of your thoughts on that?
Well, first, I think it's important to note that the perception of coaching has changed over time, too. It used to be the perception that if someone needed a coach, they needed fixing. And that is, in fact, the opposite today. It is more of an investment that organizations make in recognition of the talent, not only talent shortages, but the changing nature of our talent, the changing nature of how people learn, the fact that the pace of change in business is always accelerating. There's a lot that we don't even know about what's going to happen in the next 10 years. This is why companies are making more and more of an investment in coaching, mentoring, and developing their people, because they recognize that we all face the build, buy, or borrow decision. You're going to buy some talent, you may borrow some talent on an interim basis, and you fundamentally need to make sure that the people you have on your own bench are strong enough to face what you are facing in the future and to bring you there.
So you're saying if my boss tells me I need a coach, that's not a bad thing?
It is not a bad thing. That is a very positive sign that your boss is wanting to make an investment in you and believes that you have the innate capabilities required to take your career in the company to the next level.
So, Sylvia, if everyone needs a coach and a company believes in that philosophy, you know, coaching has traditionally been a pretty expensive proposition. So how do they offer coaching to more people and fit it into what they're willing to spend?
Well, that's a great question, Mike, and there will always be a role for traditional executive coaching in the world of our clients and individuals who want to continue their development. The structured program you know, having some sense of the duration of the program, having clear accountabilities and boundaries around what that program will achieve is an important tool for an executive to use. And continues, and Patina continues to support that kind of coaching. We think it's really important. That said, we think it's also time for innovation in this space. We believe that coaching is important for all, and we see the train coming down the tracks in terms of the not only the talent shortage, but the talent challenges of dealing with different levels of individuals coming into the workforce, coming out of the workforce, and coaching for all is going to help our clients achieve their business objectives. So to do that, we've developed a program that offers coaching on demand. It is a much more flexible way of working with coaches as needed to serve the purpose of the coachee. This is on an hourly basis, and it's not tied to a specific program necessarily, but really tied toward the needs of that coachee at the time when they need it. So we're looking at embedding greater flexibility, not only in terms of accessing coaches, but in terms of how we utilize those coaches and how we charge for those coaches so that everyone can do that.
So it sounds a little bit like Patina's got a bit of a disruptive coaching model. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Disruption in coaching is the next frontier for development. And in order to make coaching accessible for all, we've got to cut down sort of the conventions of the program and start to look more at the needs of the individual and how we can continue through coaching and mentoring to take that individual to the next level in their career and for their company.
Yeah, and it sure seems like the coaching models need to evolve so that more people can have access to coaches in a flexible way and things like that. So, Sylvia, I want to thank you for taking time to be with us today on Patina Talks. I'm sure our listeners got a lot of value and insight, some from your experience and your obvious passion for coaching. It sure seems to me like coaching is a powerful way to develop your high potential talent and to keep them around, which is important. I like this simple quote from Bob Nardelli, sort of a business legend. And, you know, Bob said, "I absolutely believe that people, unless coached, will never reach their maximum potential." And those sound like pretty wise words to me. So you can find this Patina Talk and others on our website at patinasolutions.com. And thanks for listening to Patina Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Patina Talks. We trust it provided valuable insights to help you and your organization. All Patina Talks can be found and accessed at patinasolutions.com.